So I arrived in Vienna yesterday. I purchased my tickets well in advance, more than a year in advance, and I planned this whole trip around the concert. So I was actually out of the town last night until about 10:30, and when I came back to my hotel room, I saw on the Facebook groups and the WhatsApp groups that that were established for this event that the event was cancelled. My first response was, you know, that it might be unconfirmed reports. Earlier in the day, we were advised that, you know, there is this threat and that security would be ramped up and there would be increased police, you know, around the stadium and in the area. So I didn't think much of it until I went to the Facebook page of the organizers. And there they published an official statement stating that the three shows were cancelled. So, you know, in general, the Swifties are dumbfounded, utterly disappointed. That mirrors my feelings as well. You know, some plan on still wearing their concert outfits for the day and meet up in city parks to trade their friendship bracelets. But others are, you know, quite concerned about the safety of Vienna in general. So a lot have cancelled their plans. But, you know, it's still one of the most beautiful cities in the world. So I think it's best to take it in stride and still take in the sights that Vienna has to offer. So my concert was scheduled for today, which would have been the first of three shows in the city. I wouldn't say I was panicked, but definitely concerned. You know, coming from a country with a lot of safety concerns, you know, we do take things like that seriously. So, you know, along with the disappointment, obviously also relief that that the plans were foiled in time and that people were arrested. But I think the reason why the concerts were ultimately cancelled is that there's allegedly other perpetrators still, you know, not arrested. It seems to be a group of people that planned the attack. So the general consensus, which I agree with, is that, you know, safety comes first. And, you know, if anybody would have been in danger, it's best to cancel the show. Actually, yeah, on my own, I'm one of many solo travelers that came for this concert. One of many South Africans who traveled all the way for the concert. So it's actually my first time traveling solo for an entire week without my family. Yeah, it's obviously also disappointing, you know, not to have someone here to talk about your feelings and your disappointment. I'm very relieved you know, the people who were arrested in time. I think it's, you know, you would rather not attend a show, even though you're disappointed, than be part of a tragedy that could have happened if the threats weren't taken seriously. So definitely relieved about that. I think it's very concerning in general to have to be anywhere in the world and be concerned about terrorist attacks. You know, some people are possibly linking it to the Southport attacks in England that happened last week or the week before. You know, the fact that it might be ISIS-related for me is irrelevant. Safety at the end of the day, irrespective of who would have planned the attack. The people tracking the private jet that Taylor Swift uses, they actually picked up that she already left the city last night, right after the announcement. So I think initially there were still hopes, you know, that it could be rescheduled. But I think the chances of that are very slim.